Assembled guests, thank you for joining me today for this ceremony to honour our armed forces. As a former gunner in the Royal Artillery, it gives me enormous pride to lead today's Armed Forces Day ceremony. By raising the Armed Forces flag, we signal our support and debt of gratitude to the men and women who make up the Armed Forces community, from serving troops to veterans, cadets and service families. The Armed Forces play a vital role both at home and overseas, from peacekeeping and disaster relief to helping in the fight against COVID-19, and we pledge our commitment to raising public awareness of the contribution made to our country by those who serve and have served in His Majesty's Armed Forces. Thank you all for showing your support and solidarity today for our Armed Forces past, present and future. I'd also like to take this opportunity to thank the Banstead branch of the Royal British Legion and Surrey County Councillor Luke Bennett for the fundraising efforts which have allowed the installation of this new flagpole. Reverend Captain Doug Ross will now lead us in prayers.
Arise! Shove! Off! Caps! Arise! Stand at ease! Stand easy!
We have gathered here today from across the community of Banstead and across the county of Surrey to give thanks for the courage and commitment of the members of our armed forces, to pray that they may always act with justice and integrity, even in the most demanding circumstances, and to ask God's blessing on the various organizations that support them and their families. Almighty God, in you alone we find safety and peace. We commend to your gracious keeping all the men and women who serve in the Navy, the Army, and the Air Force, who face danger and put their lives at risk so that others might live in safety. Defend them by day, and by day your heavenly power protect them, and help them to know that they can never pass beyond the reach of your care. Keep alive in them and in us our vision of what peace looks like, which alone we must seek and serve through Jesus Christ our Lord. Heavenly Father, we commend to you your gracious care and keeping all the men and women of our armed forces, both here in the UK, across the Commonwealth, and abroad. Defend them day by day with your heavenly grace. Strengthen them in their trials and tribulations, and give them courage to face the perils that beset them, and help them to know that nothing can separate them from your love.
Good morning. I reply now on behalf of the Royal British Legion and Banstead and District Branch. Deputy Mayor, Captain, distinguished guests. A year ago, almost to the day, I was in Epsom and for our Armed Forces Day, and I saw their flagpole, and I thought, well, where's ours? Where is ours? And it's taken a year, it's a journey, and thank you to Luke and many others here for helping us. This is a fantastic area of the High Street. We spend a lot of time here, and we will spend more, because not only the Armed Forces flag, we'll have many other flags here as well, from Ukraine, etc. So we as a Legion are immensely proud that it's not about us, as the Deputy Mayor has said, it's about many others, and without them, who continue to work hard, we wouldn't have the lives we have today. It's also a period we knew when the Queen passed away, we needed somewhere to go, and Banstead failed them. This is in future, a period where you can go to, remember and reflect. So on behalf of Mike Sawyer, who can't be here today, who's our chairman, just thank you.